This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, you guys.
Hey.
We're throwing a little party in July, July 11th. We are headed back to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa for year four of our secret show and pool party. It just gets more fun every single year.
It really is a great place to hang.
It is. It's such a good time. So on July 11th, we're doing a secret show in the late afternoon, and then we head over to the pool, and it's all exclusive, and you need a ticket. You have to be over 21 to win this ticket, and if you're calling number 97 right now and you're over 21, well, guess what? It's yours, 800-400-3697. When you win this ticket, what are you giggling about?
Nothing.
All right.
Sorry.
When you win this ticket, you're qualified for the grand prize.
You can't have fun, Brent.
Yeah, no fun. Well, I thought, you know, I just always assume I said something wrong. He starts laughing. I'm like, oh, what did I do now?
Well, often I'm listening to something else because I'm queuing something up and I was looking for. But it was a Pat O'Brien quote and I was going to try to do the quote.
Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien.
That's the party that's going to happen. You're going to get coke and hookers.
But then it was just fun. I laughed at the part where he was like, I want to lick you. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God. I would think you'd gasp in fear. Anyway, this party is clearly going to be off the hook if Bryn is, you know, in his sound bite selection is any indication. And then everybody who wins these tickets today is qualified for the daily grand prize, which is a two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. The place is so great. Hooman, is this the place where you get that floating massage every year?
It is. He's getting the winner, but yes, it is the place.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so their spa is so great.
If you're going to stay, look into some of these crazy treatments. And they also have this awesome boutique. For 1 year, I swear to God, I dropped a whole paycheck in there. I was just like, damn, I love everything.
Is Michelle joining us?
Michelle Heston, you better believe it.
That's
good.
Right. She knows where the party is.
Yeah.
She's bringing the coke and hookers, right, Pat O'Brien?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Let's cut this out of the promo. Yesterday's grand prize winner of the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party, two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa, is Alice from Brentwood. Also, it could possibly be Alice.
Yeah.
A-L-I-S.
What it is.
Alice.
From what town again?
From Brentwood.
From Brentwood.
So we'll find out her deal when we meet her at the secret show. Then the next day, on July 12th, we're going to do our regular morning show broadcast live from the Sonoma Fairmont Mission Inn and Spa. And that is open to the public. All ages. We're serving breakfast there. I should say the Fairmont is serving breakfast. So we swing by and just stop in and say hello. If you can't spend all morning, that's fine. If you're on your way to work, grab a cup of coffee and, you know, a quick hello. Call now, 800-400-3697. Caller 97 right now is in the running for the grand prize and gets tickets into the secret show.
That same number that you would call is also a number you can text. We love hearing from you guys. You know, we don't really plunk down the phones randomly, mostly because phone lines don't sound good anymore.
Not anymore.
They sound terrible.
Yeah. You're in your car,
right.
Generally.
So, anyway, this is a great way to get your opinion heard. 925 has texted in. Bryn has a wonderful business knowledge. Signed, Blim's at 1000 Clement, now serving burritos.
Yes.
Oh, is that a burn?
That's mean.
Dang.
No, you know, I mean, I had the choice to do this or that, and, you know.
He went for it, though. He was trying stuff.
He was trying.
That's what it takes.
Yeah.
You don't always succeed at every single dingle thing you try.
Needed more time in the day.
More hours, right?
Yeah. Be nice if the day was longer, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. He was working his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you still do, but running a restaurant,
that's no joke.
I wasn't sleeping. Yeah. That was not fun.
Yeah.
408, millennial here. I bought my first house at 20. It was a dump, and during the recession, I bought it for pennies. Now it's almost worth $1 million. Hard work and a bit of luck. Selling it now and we'll reinvest in more properties. doing all while pregnant with my third kid.
Wow.
The American dream is still alive.
Oh, you go.
You. Holy cow.
408 says, they think they're going to be millionaires because they don't plan on leaving mom and dad's house.
Right, they can save all their money.
You know, one thing's for sure, and we laugh about some of this stuff, but the Bay Area is an extreme example of what's happening in America right now. There are places that aren't as...
ridiculous.
Like, you can afford to live in other places, and certainly the tech industry has made it very... as great as it is and as much as it has changed the world, it's right here. And it's made this area really...
it's priced a lot of people out.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
For sure.
So
not every place is like that.
Right.
I'm sure there are plenty of millennials who they have jobs and have houses and make money and are living...
but the ones around here live at home and never want to leave, because why would you? If you've seen anywhere else in the country, you're like, I like the Bay Area.
Well,
and stay there.
I wanted to leave because I couldn't do what I wanted to do around my parents. Mm. But, you know, looks like times are changing and kids are cooler. They're not all up to no good.
Or they just exist with each other. Or maybe the parents can use the help with the rent.
Sure.
It's no fun trying to bring girls home when your parents are there. I did it in high school and hated it.
Yeah.
Just hated it.
Well,
I remember this girl I brought home from a party.
Uh-oh.
My senior year, and we're in my room, and my mom and dad are right down the hall.
Is this the one who had to go to the bathroom?
And she walks right out of the bath to go to the bathroom, and I'm just in my room like, oh, my God.
Was she naked?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Good times.
But I wasn't going to not do her, and I certainly wasn't going to create a scene if, you know, I just figured, look, if they get up and come out.
Which girl was this?
You don't need to know.
I do. I'm trying to recreate that list you gave us and then stole away.
I didn't take the list from you. You
really?
Lost it.
No, I don't lose things. I have things from years ago.
Oh, you don't lose things?
No. Things get taken from me, Vinny.
Yeah, right. I'm the one that gave it to you.
Yeah, and then when I kept referring to it and asking where this person was on the list, it mysteriously disappeared.
Yeah, mysteriously. Or you just put it in the wrong pile and it went away.
I don't think so. I'm not a wrong pile putter.
What the bleep is that survey? I'm a millennial, 30, and I don't think I'll be a millionaire, and I expect to work till I die.
Oh,
now that now
boy.
There is a realistic opinion of what life can be like.
It's depressing.
You know, try hard, work hard, and hopefully it'll all come around for you. But the expectation stuff, that's where...
Well, the thing is, save, and don't spend it on vacations, and maybe you will be a millionaire. You know, you got to save money to have money. Or buy your first house at age 20 in the height of the recession.
Yeah, that's... but
being
you had
in
to
that
have
position,
some dough
right.
in order to make that investment. Because you weren't going to get a loan if you didn't have a lot down.
Not at 20.
Right. And right after the recession, that's when, you know...
everyone was being careful for
they weren't handing those out anymore.
Mm.
Screw that. If Jesus is love, he should have a sense of humor, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what that part's about.
I certainly don't want to get in any more trouble with Hooman.
Not to be a party pooper, but celebrating like that, spending $1 million on shampoo in a city that has many needs and many homeless is a bit obnoxious. Perhaps they could have donated at least half of it to their city.
Champagne.
Mm.
Well, I think
they didn't drink it anyway. It's just all foamy bubbles.
It ends up just flying into the air. And
yep.
You know, I can see where you're going there, but I also think, you know what? $1 million even wouldn't solve the homeless problem.
No.
And even you go, well, it could do something. I don't know what it could do. What?
Look, people should be allowed to celebrate the way they want to, and if that's what they can afford, then they should do it. I'm sure that the Warriors do plenty for their communities and
They're always doing
just
stuff.
Try to let go and, you know, forget about the problems of the world for one. That's what sports are for, to forget about the problems of the world for 1 second and just join together as a community and celebrate the victory of the stupid team that really doesn't mean anything. Just try to enjoy yourself once in a while. That's all I'm saying.
Like, unclench, you know, for a right, second and realize
the problems aren't going to get solved today.
And I'm just saying, too, I don't think the $1 million would. It's just another drop in the bucket. Where's that going to go?
Right.
Is it going to solve the problem?
No.
I meant to report London seems to be holding on to that lead here in San Francisco, and I wonder if she's not rethinking her efforts. Probably not, right? She wants to take this on.
She wants to do it, yeah.
Should be great, right? Mm-hmm. She's probably got the solution to the problem.
Maybe.
All the problems. Good luck.
I am.
What the wealthy and the warrior spend on a weekend would change my life. It would pay off my crippling student loan debt, my overpriced fixer-upper home. Yeah, but that's, yeah, right.
Hmm. Yes. They're not going to give it to you, though.
Right.
So we're clear.
I want to stop short of too bad for you, but that's just the way the world works. I mean, these guys won the world championship. They're a rich owner. Got them
splashed,
you know,
out $1 million on champagne.
Right,
that's what happened.
I can't believe it. Period. Hooman just took another step up in my book. Way to set that boundary with Sarah. Careful the way you talk about Jesus.
Yeah, I got to be careful. It, you know, look, I do need to be respectful of his beliefs. Okay, thank you.
A lot of people actually wrote in about the Warriors. The Warriors deserve to celebrate, but I'd have more respect for them if they donated even half that wasted money to a child's charity in Oakland.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure that on a personal level, all those guys, you know, probably half of them have foundations and do as much as they can.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure they do. And
it is gross. I agree that it's kind of a disgusting display of wealth and waste, but you know, it's their money to do with what they want.
Sure, Vinny, jump in the Pacific Ocean, stand up in front of waves, swimming sharks, but wearing a pointy diamond ring is dangerous.
Yeah, Vin. That's funny. That's a good one.
Is it a good one?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right. Fine. 650 says soccer sucks.
Oh, well. That's unnecessary.
My sons are 4.5 years apart. Oldest said, leave the youngest at the hospital. Now they're 18 and 13 and a half and have become good friends.
Yeah, it's not, you know, I don't think it even matters, like, what the age difference is. Like, kids always have that sort of tension growing up. But when they start to really see each other as adults, and I mean, it's lovely actually to hear your kids have a conversation, and the special bond between siblings is it can be amazing. I hope that your daughters have that. I think
I do too.
It's
that's
one of my
whole,
most
one
precious
of the
relationships.
Whole points of the second kid was for the first kid. 707, probably an excitement barf. Always backup clothes though. Hell, I'm 56 and keep backup clothes for myself in my car. You never know.
It's true. You never know when you're going to spill something down the front of yourself.
Well, she said it was seasick barf. My daughter did, and I actually probably agree with that.
Like, she just had car sickness.
She just had too big of a breakfast and got car sick.
Mm. Did she cry?
Aww. I didn't ask. She probably did.
You get scared.
Yeah.
What's happening?
No one likes to barf. Yeah. No one. There's nothing good about it.
There's no joy in it.
Nope.
No joy in barfing.
The country that hosts the World Cup automatically qualifies, so the U.S. will be in the 2026 World Cup for sure.
Oh, I did not realize that.
That is great news.
Yeah. So if you host, you automatically get a seat at the
table.
We're
in.
That's great. You don't even have to earn it, guys.
Sarah, that Colton dude on The Bachelorette is pretty hot.
Yeah, I decided I'm not going to watch this season.
Oh.
I just don't have time. Plus, with our vacation, you know, Big Brother's going to start up any minute here. And I just, it's 2 hours and it's, I'm just going to miss this season. I just don't care.
Good for you.
Yeah. I told John, if you got to, you just watch it on your own. I'll probably watch it with him during vacation if we have time, but I'm not going to, it's not going to sit down and do a 2 hour show. I've got The Handmaid's Tale that I'm watching, that CB Strike show that I'm watching, and Big Brother's about to start. And The Punisher, I mean, me and Hooman haven't even finished The Punisher yet, for God's sake. I need to get my priorities in order.
Yeah. Move Ozark to the top of your to-do list,
yes.
Too. 707 says, Vinny, my husband grades my driving too. Best ever was a B+. He said, I need something to strive for. LOL.
Thank you for giving us goals.
I'm guessing that Vinny and Christina don't usually head out for a long drive right after feeding Isla breakfast. Having recently eaten is likely the reason she got car sick.
Mm.
No name or picture tattoos, Vinny. It's doing too much. What if the relationship goes sour or someone dies when you stick with that? Or you get into a new relationship with a pic of someone on your... Whatever. Listen. I was just trying to do a little survey and see what's romantic. Mm. The girls around here are not. That's all.
Oh, it's us. I see. We just didn't understand your brand of romance, I guess. Everyone's is different.
Yeah. I think a picture of you with a circle mouth tattooed on my thigh is hella romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Yuzi?
I'm sure
right,
your future
Vinny.
Girlfriends will think so, too.
We're going to be together forever. What are you talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
C+ is almost a D. Goodbye, summer. You're staying in and studying all vacay. Yeah, well, I think if you had, never mind. It's not going to look
if
good
you'd
on
had, Yeah, if you'd had Vinny as a kid, you'd be like, oh my God, a C, this is great.
Well, I'm just saying, putting very little effort in and showing up cold and throwing a C+ down on memory, past experience, pro-guessing, and a few other...
pro-guessing.
And a few other things.
Yeah.
You would probably high-five me and be like, man, you had a lot of fun this week and pulled C+.
Damn. You are killing it. Hashtag killing it.
Yep.
Right. All right. I guess that gets us current. I have more about
we'll
the Chinese proverbs.
Oh, my God.
That could go all
let
day.
Let me hear a couple. I want to hear that. So funny. Like 5 times a day, I was, as you say, as I said something or someone said it, I just wanted to say, that's an ancient Chinese proverb. This is about Ivanka Trump tweeted something along the lines of, people who say it can't be done should stay out of the way of people actually doing it. Something like that. She credited it as an old Chinese proverb. And who knew? There were proverb police. Because it turns out it's not.
My favorite Chinese proverb, this will be the one to go out on. My favorite Chinese proverb, a man who farts in church sits in his own pew.
Oh, that's a great one. Well done.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Super fun hump day show, you guys.
Yeah.
Really, really sorry that Isla and Christina couldn't make it. I was looking very much forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully she'll be able to squeeze us in. You said she's on vacation a little bit next week, too?
I will. I'll check on maybe tomorrow. I'll text you guys. I don't want to make it a thing, though. Like, I actually am not a fan of bringing my family, and I think it distracts everyone from their jobs and probably makes people feel like, Jesus, dude, keep them at home where they belong.
No, you're crazy.
You're so wrong.
I don't know.
Be more wrong.
I'm just saying.
A glimpse into your life.
Well, and we're saying, no, that is not the case.
All right, well, so then I will try and see if I can get them to come in tomorrow. Friday's obviously not going to work, or maybe it will. I don't know.
Who knows?
I'll let you know, but that...
Well, tell her how sorry we are. That's a real bummer.
On herself. What can I?
Yeah.
I like the lady who is like, I'm 56 years old and I have a change of clothes with me no matter what. Because you just never know in life. Pack her a little side bag, a little Mickey Mouse bag.
That's funny, though, that at 56, you'd think you could live dangerously and leave in what you're wearing.
Mm.
Like, what could happen
to you?
Well,
maybe the person's klutzy or something. You know, they've needed it in the past and think, I'm just a clean change of clothes.
Maybe there's medical issues.
Maybe.
Oh, wait.
Or the gym.
Yeah, the gym.
Don't you put your old clothes back on after you take off your cruddy clothes?
No, that's what I'm saying. You have an extra pair of clothes maybe for the gym
or if you sweat
a lot or if you go hiking, whatever.
Right. Maybe you're going out for the night.
Right.
Oh, right.
Get your sexy clothes on.
Oh, I can't just wear this?
Well, you can.
All right. God, there's all these rules.
Burn clothes. You just got burned.
I kid.
See ya.
Hey, guys, have a great day. Stick around because all day long there are chances for you to win your way into our Secret Show pool party.
Don't forget, tomorrow's the big movie review for the summer blockbuster.
Incredibles 2.
Yes.
And Tag.
Oh, and Tag.
All right.
Very exciting.
There's only one other huge movie coming, isn't there?
What is it?
I think Mission Impossible happens in July.
Is that the July 4th?
It might be.
That's the
huge one.
There's usually a big one, the summer blockbuster. Yeah, but, you know, don't worry. We'll have movie reviews for you, whether there's good movies or not.
Right.
We do that every Thursday. We peek for the week. Have a great one, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.